Yeah, that was what I was just going to say. We're so grateful to have Trav and Liz back with us from Belize. God has gifted them in many different ways that have encouraged and spur on our church fellowship. So we're very grateful. Okay, so for tonight, our guest speaker is a very dear and loyal friend of mine. I remember when I met her several years ago, and I could see that God was drawing her into a deeper relationship with himself, although she didn't know that then. But we have walked through many different storms together, and she has prayed for me more times than I can count. So it is my pleasure to introduce to you my friend, my sister in Christ, Terry Oak.
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings like eagles. And they will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40.
Well, most of you know our church body and our family members and our loved ones have been hit very hard by some very harsh and scary storms lately. And as I look out at all of you, I know what you've had to face. And I know what you're facing right now. And there's a saying that you're either in a storm, or you're just coming out of one, or one's coming towards you. And it's just part of life. But as believers, we know who can calm the storm. The Master himself. And tonight, I'm going to show you how the Lord uses the eagles in their life throughout his word to teach us how to rise above the storms in life. And he promises us in Isaiah 41:10, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my right hand." Several years ago, while on a retreat, I met an author named Carol Hobson who was there selling her books. And one of her books grabbed my attention right away. The title of the book, Above the Storm. And I was going through a storm, a big one, and it seemed like it was never ending. But I purchased that book, and it's been a wonderful source of peace and comfort in my life while learning to soar above the storms in my life. So tonight, I'm going to share with you some excerpts from her book. And I think you're going to find these illustrations of the eagle to be very interesting as you begin to see how they run parallel to your life. And you're going to see that the Lord has shown us throughout His Word how to soar above the storms. Yet, you know, when the storms strike, we panic and we get afraid. We don't always remember. We forget. We forget who calms the sea. We forget it was He who told the sea how far it could come. And we forget that He put the stars in the sky and He calls them by name. And that He placed the moon and the sun. We forget everything, but it's in the hands of the Master, for He is our sovereign God. It's my hope and my prayer that these principles remind you of the truth of God's Word and the importance and power in your life. And I also believe you will see how God uses the eagle to encourage you and draw you closer to Him. God is represented many times in the Bible as having the attributes of an eagle. He bears us up like the eagle bears up their young eagles on its pinions. And the eagle illustrates that God is our source of strength and our protector. And the eagle represents God's sovereignty and supremacy to all creation. And I definitely think you're going to be amazed at how close the illustrations reflect some of what you've already experienced in your personal lives. And I hope that they're going to inspire you to set your wings and mount up with wings like eagles and soar. So without further ado, let's look at a perfect example of one who soars above the storms, the King of Birds, Mighty Eagle. Our first illustration is about daily preparation. A mature eagle has about 7,000 feathers, and they're made up of keratin like our hair and our nails. And these feathers are light, but they're very strong. And the layers of feathers trap the air to insulate the bird against the cold and protect her from the rain. And the eagle begins each day with a very special process called preening. And the preening process is how she protects and cares for these feathers. She spends about an hour each morning passing each feather through her beak to steam clean it for the day. And after steam cleaning each one through her beak, she releases a chemical from her preening gland that waterproofs all the feathers to protect them against the storms, the mud, the murky waters, or whatever she's going to have to face throughout her day. And she does this every day because she knows how important it is to prepare her for what might be ahead. So like the eagle, we too need to prepare. I know you all know this, but we still forget, and we need to be reminded. The first part of our daily preparation for every day should be to go to the Lord in prayer. Praise God. Give Him all your praise and confess and repent and ask Him what you need. Lay it all down at His feet and surrender yourself to Him and give your day to Him. Psalm 51:10 tells us, "Create in me, O Lord, a clean heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And Jesus tells us in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me who all are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find the rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light." Now the second part of our daily preparation should be just like the eagles, in that we waterproof ourselves. And we can do this by memorizing a scripture verse for the day. Use it to defeat Satan's attacks as they come at us during the day. And they're going to come. And here are some examples that you might use. Proverbs 31:25. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Or in Colossians 3:12, Paul tells us to be clothed with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Yes, we really do need to do this so we can be ready to handle the battles of the day. So truly try spending at least 5 to 10 minutes every morning getting spiritually clothed and make it your daily preparation. The eagle's story begins with how the eagles meet. The female eagle watches for a male that is interested in her, and when she's ready to be courted, she flies down and she picks up a branch and she'll bring it up very high, sometimes as high as 10,000 feet. And then she drops it and she watches to see if the male is going to catch it before it hits the ground. Well, then she drops it, while she drops it and it hits the ground, if he catches it and returns it to her, she'll go find another branch, larger, maybe smaller, and drop it again. And she'll continue to do this, varying the sizes of the branches and from different heights. And if the male ever lets the branch hit the ground, she flies away and the courtship's over. Yeah. And she'll do this over and over until she's satisfied completely that he will never allow the branch to hit the ground. But then she gives him a final test. She will pick up a small log, almost as big as she is, and she'll fly swiftly in a figure eight pattern. But this time she flies really low to the ground. And then she suddenly drops it, again testing the male's athletic abilities. If he succeeds, they will lock their talons and they will do a mating dance in flight. Sometimes it lasts for hours, and then they will mate for life. This is a beautiful illustration of how God woos us, and when we accept him as our Savior, he makes a covenant with us for eternity. It seems like the eagles are very serious about mating. Let's go with the next one. They're very serious about mating and building a strong, safe home for their little family. And their nest is deep with a shallow 18-inch brooding area on top. And the mother eagle will lay 1 to 3 eggs in the brooding area while preparing for birth. And she will pull from her breast downy feathers that will make soft, warm bedding for the eaglets. The eagles will use the same nest for decades, and they are determined to keep it strong and secure. And they will work together on strengthening or refurbishing it at least once a year, and sometimes more often than that. This process becomes really intense in the winter as the weather seeks to tear apart their home. They want to make sure that they will always have a safe place to lay their eggs and raise their family. So they are committed to rebuilding the nest each year. And as their life grows together, so their nest grows, and it becomes stronger and more secure. And they don't allow a year to go by without strengthening their home. Isn't it amazing that we humans, created in the image of God, often don't seem to realize the importance of strengthening our homes? An eagle knows the danger of allowing the outside forces to tear apart their nest. We should be even more aware of the worldly pressures that seek to destroy our homes. Because the eagles make their nests so high up, they do not have to fear many predators. However, one enemy can be deadly to the baby eaglets. if they're not protected by their parents, and that enemy is the snake. He'll seek to slither up the mountain, a cliff, or a tree, and then he'll try to stay hidden, but then suddenly appear, and if the eaglets spot him, they'll screech as loud as they can, trying to get their mother's attention and calling for her help. Well, if she's close by, she will swoop in and rescue them, and she'll either pick the snake to death right there or bite its head off completely. She doesn't wait to see what's going to happen. She is keenly aware of the danger, and the enemy is not welcome in her home. Well, we are warned in 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9 to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, what we learn from this illustration is how quickly we need to recognize the enemy. We need to deal him and his work a deadly blow at first sight, and we need to go to God's word and pray immediately. Psalm 119, 105 tells us that his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And God promises just enough light for the next step. And he wants us to trust us. He wants us to trust him with the rest. Remember, Satan only has the power we allow ourselves to give him. The eagles are the most attentive parents of all the species, and perhaps the greatest teacher of their young. And once an eaglet is born, they have a constant craving for food. And their early development, the eagle is very important to the parents and to its future survival. And for this reason, both parents will spend most of the first 2 weeks with their eaglets. The female does her shading and brooding of her chicks, while the male provides nearly all the food. But if the female feels she needs to take a break, he replaces her. During the first few weeks, the mother eagle will take the food the father brought back, and she'll tear it into tiny pieces for her babies. However, after a few weeks, she stops tearing up the food, and she has to, or they will never learn to tear it up for themselves. And about 2 weeks before the eaglets leave the nest, there is a noticeable drop in the amount of food that's brought back to them. And they probably don't understand what's happening, but if they were always provided for, they would never want to leave the nest, and they wouldn't become healthy, mature eagles. So as these young eagles learn to venture out and fly, their hunting skills take time to develop. So they often come back to the nest begging their parents for easy food. I know, that's familiar. But the wise parent refuses to feed their young and will actually chase them away from the nest, knowing that they need to develop their skills as quickly as possible. And they know the easiest way is not usually the best way, and it doesn't bring maturity, strength, or proper growth. And what we can learn here is that we can also apply the principle to our own spiritual growth, as well as to the physical and spiritual growth of our children and our family members. As Christians, we need to be continuously growing and maturing in our walk with Christ. Baby eaglets have a great life. They live in a soft, furry down that their mother has plucked from her own breast and placed in their nest. And their father brings them toys and food, and they meet their every need. Life is good, and life is fun, and life has no worries. Then, one day, life changes again. Without warning, the mother eagle begins to remove all the soft lining that had brought them security and comfort. And there's nothing left but these large, scratchy, and thorny branches. And it's scary to them. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, The mother leaves them for a while and they have to manage by themselves. I can only imagine what they're thinking. They're thinking that their mother doesn't love them anymore. And day after day they have to struggle like this, holding on to those branches for all they're worth. All the while hoping that they don't fall through the cracks and get stuck by those thorns. And life suddenly seems so cruel. Why is she being so mean? Well, understand this. They only see their discomfort and not the purpose of their trial. Their mother knows what they need to learn and that developing strong talents is essential to their survival. And they will use these talents to get food for the rest of their lives. However, in the early stages of gaining strength, the young eagles don't understand that the cruel treatment is preparing them for success in life. Each day spent balancing and grasping those branches is strengthening those young talons. Well, you know, like those young eagles, we too lose sight of the fact that the trials we face are for our success, and they're not meant to defeat us. 1 Peter 4:12 tells us, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as if some strange thing happened to you." And in James 1, 2, and 3, we're told, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." Is God strengthening your talents right now? We can change our perspective, and we can thank Him for loving us enough to care about our maturity and our growth. And then we can ask Him to use us for His glory in whatever circumstance He has allowed. As the eaglets grow stronger and bigger, they soon begin flapping their wings, but they don't take off yet. They just flap and flap and flap and flap, roaming all around their nest. But as they begin to mature, once again, life changes for them. After their mother sees that their little talents are getting stronger and stronger, she takes them to another stage of development. One day, she begins moving them toward the very edge of their very safe nest. The nest is usually 8 to 12 feet across, and so the young birds haven't really had to go this close to the edge before. But she pushes and she prods them toward the rim of the nest until they're just balancing on the edge, wondering again, what has happened to our mother's love? And then right there, when they're starting to get used to balancing on the edge, she takes a wing and she flips them out of the nest. Suddenly, they've been flung out of their safe home into a cruel world. And the eaglet probably assumes that death is near as he tries and he tries to flap those wings, all the while rapidly falling downward. Wow. Haven't we all felt like that little eagle? Haven't we felt safe and secure in our home and in our circumstances, in life as it was going along so well? And then without warning, we were flying out into a desperate situation, and we felt that we were truly going to crash, die, or even worse, not die. Well, I have to admit, I have done a lot of wing flapping in my life. And so, like these little eaglets, we ask, how could a loving father allow this to happen to his child? How could he allow such cruelty and heartache and unexpected changes or insecurity? Well, the simple answer is because he loves us. It's just that we don't always understand his love. And just like a small young child can't understand the discipline of their parent, because he doesn't have maturity, he has to trust his parents' love, which brings us to another very important lesson. We just learned that after the baby eaglet reaches a certain point of maturity, the mother will shove her little eagles out of the nest, scaring them to death. And they have never flown before, and they don't know what to expect. So naturally, it is a very scary time for them. And the eaglet tries and he tries to flap his wings fast enough to stay afloat, but he is sure he's going to die when he hits the ground. However, and I might add, just like us, he doesn't know the plan. You see, just before he hits the ground, the father eagle swoops down under him and catches him on his wings and brings him back up to the nest for his next flying lesson. And isn't that a beautiful picture of God's loving care for us? We cannot learn obedience in our comfortable surroundings, and we cannot grow properly if we never learn to crawl, walk, or run. So God, in his love, gives us flying lessons. God knows what's ahead. He knows how he wants to use us. And so we need to trust him with the lessons that he has planned for us. Always remember that God promised us in Isaiah 41:13, "I am the Lord your God, who upholds you with my right hand, and who says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" Proverbs 3:5-6, we're told, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding. Seek his will, and he will direct your path." All of us have wondered at different times, where is God as you find yourself going through pain, disappointment, and defeat? And you're not sure how you're going to handle it. You try to pray, you read the Bible, but nothing seems to work. Things don't change, and life gets more difficult. Where is God when you're feeling like this? Why doesn't he make things right? I think we've all experienced these various circumstances where we felt God was not with us. And sometimes it does seem like God isn't involved with our lives at all. Oh, but he is. He is always there to support us, even when it doesn't feel like it. Because he knows what's best for us. And he knows how much we need to learn in and from our circumstances. Please believe me when I say I am not trying to minimize anybody's circumstance. But I truly believe God has allowed us to go through these very dark days so that we could feel and understand what others have felt and gone through. Our lives can be a beautiful picture of what our Heavenly Father's love and care has done for us. He certainly has given us some very important flying lessons. And he has taught us a great deal about resting in his loving arms when we couldn't understand what he was doing. So like he was there for us in our darkest hours, we can be a light to someone else in theirs. Isaiah 30:15 tells us, "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength." There's a long period of time before an eagle reaches maturity. Approximately 3 to 5 years, where she chooses to be all alone. And she cannot be lured into joining with other birds because she's steadfast in preparing for her future. And during this time, she'll become a skilled hunter, and she will live alone, and she will have no nest of her own. And this is when she learns how to handle the warm thermals and the wind currents. And she will live this way until she's ready to mate for life. And these years are extremely necessary to prepare her for her future success as a mature eagle. They will give her the experience and perspective that she needs that will last her the rest of her life. If we believe God's word, then we know that our purpose in life, even in alone times, is to bring honor to Christ, seek his will, and find out what he wants to do in and through you. And there are many ways to be blessed using these times in your life to bless others. Have you ever watched an eagle in flight? It's incredible and majestic. But what's even more amazing is how an eagle handles a storm. The eagle is very different from all creatures because it doesn't seek cover or get nervous and jittery as the storm approaches. The eagle is the only bird that loves the storm. When the clouds gather, the eagle actually gets excited, and she knows that safety is found high above the storm. She has learned how to use the currents and the warm thermals that each storm brings to raise her above the dangerous winds. And she has practiced this until it has become second nature to her. Once she finds the wind of the storm, she stops flapping, and she uses the pressure of the raging storm to soar above the clouds and glide. And when she's ready, she locks her wings into an ascending position, and she mounts up into the storm, and she lets the currents lift her up to where the sun is shining. The storm is still raging, but she has put it beneath her, where it doesn't affect her, and she soars in the beauty of the sunshine. And the eagle is the only bird that God created with the ability to lock its wings in a fixed position, enabling them to be at rest as it soars high above the storm cloud. It's interesting that she locks her wings in an ascending position. To ascend means to move upward or rise gradually. So as the eagle locks her wings, she makes up her mind to purposefully move upward. And isn't that what God has called us to do? We can learn to use the storms of our lives to rise to greater heights too. Paul tells us in Colossians 3:1-2, "You have been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above and not on the things of this earth." The Lord desires we continually look upward at the truth and not downward as the storm rages, because that is where victory is found. Corrie ten Boom, while she was imprisoned in Auschwitz, said, "Look within and be depressed, and look without and be distressed. But if you look to Jesus, be at rest." The picture of the eagle rising above the storm indicates that God is never affected by the conditions or the circumstances. And it's also a definite reminder of Isaiah 40:31, that they will wait on the Lord, shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Sometimes it's very difficult to resist the pull of the storm, and we allow our minds to be pulled down with doubt and fear. However, we need to trust our Father in heaven and what He is doing, and that it's for our good. Satan loves to use the tools of doubt and fear and discontent, but he is totally defeated by a praying and trusting heart. And once we realize that our plans are earthly treasures and our desires to have our own way are dog dung or garbage in God's sight, we can learn to mount up with wings as eagles and soar. The soaring technique God has given the eagle is amazing, and I know that we can learn from it. It's the rising air that carries her upward, not her own efforts. And this is a great lesson, how easily we forget that nothing of value is done in our own strength. God is not impressed with us when we wear ourselves out trying to be all things to all people, and He doesn't love us more because we're going day and night trying to serve Him. He truly desires that we learn how to quit flapping our wings and use the updrafts of His Word to give us strength. And we're reminded in Psalm 41:10 to be still and know that I am God. There are things, especially during spiritually challenging times or when we're facing difficult situations, that will cause us to be discouraged and weary. But that is when we need to be in the Word more and to be with people who will encourage and lift us up. And we need to get more rest than usual. And we need to spend time in prayer, letting God carry our load. We need to stop flapping our wings. The eagle's eyes are truly amazing. Now, this is a very partial and simplified description of them because they're very complex. But this part is interesting in that there are tubes that run throughout their eyes, and they're filled with an electrolyte fluid that is affected by a magnetic field. And this causes them to align themselves to the North Pole in relation to the place of birth. And so when the eagle is far from home, there is actually pain and discomfort in her eyes. And the pain and the pressure only stops when she returns to her place of birth. I have certainly experienced this pain and pressure from the Holy Spirit when I have fallen away or when I sin. And I've also felt it when I've been unwilling to do God's will because it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't until I confessed my sin and I returned home, totally surrendered to my Savior, that my peace was restored. And in Psalm 32:3-5, King David acknowledges, "When I kept it all inside, my bones turned to powder, and my words became day-long groans. The pressure never let up. All the juices of my life dried up, and then I let it all out. I said, I'll make a clean breast of my failures to God. And suddenly, the pressure was gone, and my guilt dissolved, and my sin disappeared." An eagle seems to know who she is. And when an eagle is being harassed by other birds, such as pestering crows, she doesn't let the antagonistic birds bother her. She doesn't change who she is because of who they are. She regally stays in her position, and she stands her ground with dignity. Know who you are in Christ. You are daughters of the one true King. And as a sister in Christ, joint heirs according to his promise. Don't let unwarranted remarks and harsh criticisms or bullies question or change who you are. 1 Corinthians 15:58 tells us to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Recently, I've had some serious health issues, and I became very discouraged and depressed, and I felt hopeless. And I thought I needed to pull away from everything, and so I just isolated myself. But I realized if I just focused on my health and my hopelessness, or what I didn't have, then my heart would stay troubled and discouraged, and I would lose my peace and joy. And so I needed to focus on the truth of God's word and on hope, no matter what I was feeling on the inside. And I needed to also open myself up to accept what God had planned for my life. No, this isn't easy, but it is very powerful to say, God, I trust you with my health and my life. Help me to accept this and use it for your glory. I surrender my desires and my body to you. We need to remember to focus on Jesus. He is our source of strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. That's from Psalm 18:2. This world is not our home. And we must never lose our skyward look. We must keep faith. We must keep hope. And we must keep courage. And we must keep Christ. There is no time for our souls to retreat. Let's keep our souls looking skyward. So, ladies, my sweet sisters in Christ, I pray you will remember and keep these principles, these flying lessons in your heart. Don't forget to prepare every single day, so when the storms of life blow your way, you will be able to set your wings on Him, and you will be ready to rise above them. Allow the currents of God's Word help you soar above the storms to new heights. Soar skyward like eagles and rest in